division affiliation has been disavowed. You are now marked as rogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Rogue Agents, a Division II podcast brought to you by Media Junkie. I'm your host, Jamar, a.k.a. Thundercats06, and I'm joined today by amazing co-host, Wes, a.k.a. Demented Wes. What's up, man?
Hey, man, what's going on? Long time no talk.
It has. Well, this week, we're joined by a bean with no need for an introduction, even though I'm going to introduce him anyways. He's the host of the Gimmick Minute podcast, a fellow agent, Jason, a.k.a. Demented24. What's up, dude?
What's up, man? Glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
Also, that was the wrong name.
What's the wrong name?
What was the wrong name?
You said it was Demented24.
Oh, Deadman24.
Gotcha. Clarification, Deadman24.
I didn't even notice that. Good catch.
good call. Checking on an intro if you haven't noticed. But if this is your first time listening to the show, we get together weekly to discuss the state of the game and share our thoughts on Division II. Each and every Monday, you can find our show on your podcast platform of choice. Just make sure to give us a good rating and leave something nice. Now, last week, Monday, we were not there. Sadly, we had a little bit of scheduling issues, and we just figured we'd take a week off after, 15 weeks in a row? We had a bye week, so we took the week off. Now we're coming back strong, better than ever for episode 16. I hope you guys are excited what we have in store. We had a great state of the game. We had some really fun experiences, so I'm just ready to get straight into the hype check because my level is pretty high. What about you guys?
Oh, I loved the past week. I had so much fun playing with these new guys that we played with one of our listeners. So thank you so much, Sideswipe. But I'm back in the game, man. And the news that came out in the game state of game, it's good stuff that we're going to talk about today.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I really liked what I heard in the state of the game. And I'm going through a little bit of withdrawal because I've been gone since Thursday and I really haven't gotten to play. I only got my remote play to work one time on my iPad. So unfortunately, I didn't even play Division that night just because I was really tired. But yeah, I'm pretty hyped, man. I'm excited. I can't wait to get back on the game and get playing and start doing some of these new things. And I want to get into these raids and finally get some of them done. I'm glad that you guys have had some success playing with other people, so hoping it works out.
I'll tell you a little bit about that here in a second. I just wanted to say, me personally, man, I am so excited. Like, I feel like I feel like I got that love back again for the game. And the reason why I say that, and you know, this is like when a game hits you really hard, when like you're not playing the game and you're literally just thinking about the game. And the other night after we took a night off after like the raid thing, which we'll talk about there in a second. But I was laying in bed. I was like, man, I could be playing this right now. I got these projects I need to do. Man, I really wouldn't need to get some gear for this. Like, I was thinking about the game while I was supposed to be going to bed. So I'm really checked back in. Like, my hype level is through the roof right now. I'm really excited.
Well, sure, your wife's really happy about that too.
Yeah, I mean, she was asleep, so it was either just scroll endlessly on Reddit or try and go to sleep and think about Division 2.
Have you seen the meme with the guy laying in bed, he's thinking about something, and the girl's like, he's thinking about other girls. You and your wife are that meme because you're just thinking about Division.
That's awesome, man. And the stuff that we have coming up, like in Title Update 5, which we'll talk about, I'm excited, man. I'm really, really excited. It's amazing how this game gives you like that. You get that little dip of like, I don't know. And then you're back like, fuck yeah. I love it. It's awesome. So let's just go into Agent Clock. You know, this is where I think we're spending a little bit of time outside, of course, the main mission, because we're going to discuss some things that we did earlier. I mean, it's been 2 weeks, so we've had quite a bit amount of time that we've been playing the game. And I swear I had you on, Jason, because First week, we did a lot. Second week, me and Wes did a lot. So I figure, why not just combine the two together and, you know, have a good discussion. So, of course, for most people, like first listeners possibly, or return listeners, the agent clock, specifically like where we talk about like, hey, where's our clock at? How long have we been playing? How many hours? All that good stuff. And it's starting to become almost pointless because the hours are just ticking and ticking and ticking away. Do you guys want to say like how long you've been playing? Or do you even,
I don't even know.
I'm at 6 days, 11 hours and 35 minutes.
There you go. Do the math. I'm pretty sure it's like 11 days, something like that. It's up there. But what I wanted to say before, like I was thinking about this section here. And real quick, last year we were talking about like we got our emails from PlayStation and we were saying like, man, I can't believe I played this game this long. And I think the most played game was Red Dead. It was like 90 hours. And I finished like the beginning part of the story. The next game was Fortnite, where we played like every single night. And I'm past double the hours of what I put into Red Dead. And Red Dead was a game where I felt like I had to do it because I started it. Whereas this is like, I literally want to play every single time I'm playing this game. So it's a stark comparison to that. I'm really excited to see like what I have next, or you know, the new email, because that'll be cool. I'm sure this game is going to be at the top of all of our lists for the year, unless Borderlands takes over our lives, but we'll see.
Borderlands could very well take over. I mean, we're talking Borderlands fucking 3.
But you know what? I'm so excited for Borderlands 3 because of like how, I know this is a Division 2 podcast, but how like massive nailed the content situation with like the games and service, you know, whole thing, because we had so many games come out and we're like, this is not really what it was supposed to be, or it was broken, or there's issues. And Division 2 came out and was just like close to perfect as you could possibly get. And then I kind of expect the same from like Borderlands 3 now. So we'll see.
I will admit that it's kind of crazy that I'm still playing Division because my ADD is so bad that at one point I'm like, fuck it, move on to something else. But I mean, there's other games out there, but I'd rather play Division, you know?
It's true.
But I don't know. Super Mario Maker 2 came out. We'll see what happens.
But it's on the Switch, so it won't play on the TV as often. Well, you use your Switch on the TV, don't you?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah, see? It's your couch game. Anyway.
You're right.
So, with that said, I marked down a couple things. One of them I know I have been like kind of diving into when you guys aren't on and I'm just like messing around. The other two, like I mentioned earlier, first week we did one, second week we did the other. So the first thing I want to talk about, like the just kind of get like some conversation and dialogue going on about the Gunslinger poster, the quest that we did, me and you, Jason, and kind of like discuss like, did you like it? Was it fun? And we kind of share like my opinion on it as well. And then see if it's like interesting enough to where maybe Wes wants to try and get it as well or whatnot. So what'd you think about it, Jason?
Wait, was that the night I was really grumpy?
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't want a holster. Like, fuck. No, you want this holster, dude.
I don't want to play with you. I don't want to play with you guys. Cause we had random people just join our group and we were just like, oh, okay. These people joined and they were like, oh, we're waiting on our buddy to get on. And then they're like, oh, well, when he gets on, we'll get off or whatever. And then you get on and they were like, oh, yeah, we'll get off. And they're like, I'm going to play Borderlands.
They're like, yeah, I thought that was your friend.
Like, yeah, right. Like, friend? Oh,
you don't understand.
Yeah, some friend.
He was just really, really grumpy.
No, it was just kind of like quiet. And you're like, oh, shit. He left.
Yeah. But, like, where'd Wes go?
When you had gotten at that point, we did like the first part of it. So we picked up like the quest itself, and then we were kind of going on from there. So do you want to break it down like what we had to do, Jason? Do you remember?
Yeah. So basically what we had to do is go around to different, basically different control points, and we had to get them up to level 4. And I think you had to do one for each one. You had to do a hyena. You had to do a, Man,
Outcast.
We had to do Hyena, Outcast, and a True Sons, right? So all three of them. So give them up, get them up to level four. Then we had to take over the control point. And then when the name delete came to basically try to take back the control point that we just took, they had a cowboy hat on. And when you killed that named elite that had the cowboy hat, he would drop a piece of this holster. So you had to collect all three pieces and then turn them in like it was a project. And then you got the materials you needed to make the gun holster, which in my opinion was totally worth it. It did get a little tedious, I think, trying to get all those control points up to level four. I'm not going to lie. That was probably the part about it that the grinding part about it that I didn't like quite as much, but I understand why you had to go that route. So
I agree. Just a quick second. I almost started to think like, man, fuck this. This isn't worth this. Like,
right.
We were doing the last one and I honestly was like in a mood where I just wanted to not do it anymore, but we were already there. So I was like, we just got to do it, you know?
And I think part of it though was because we didn't realize that you had to go to a True Sons, an Outcast, and a Hyena. And we accidentally did, I think, two Hyena ones back to back, or three Hyena ones back to back. So we kept getting the same piece dropped over and over again. We're like, what the fuck? Why aren't we getting more? And then we realized, oh shit, we have to actually change the control points to like go after the other groups. So I think because we did like two unnecessary ones, we probably felt that a little bit more than what other people do. Would be my guess.
That's fair.
So and that's why I kind of was like, well, I was kind of the same as you though. I think it was getting late too, and I was tired, and I was like, you know what? I just want to finish this and get it over with. Because then not only did we have to finish that, we had to wait like how long for the game to get to noon so we could go into the saloon and do the high noon shootout. And you're like, you're just sitting there like, okay, is it time yet? And there's only one.
Oh, go ahead. I'm about to say what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, there's only one way you could check the game clock, which was like by being in your camera mode. There's no other way to see what time it is. So I'm glad you took care of that because I was not paying attention to that shit at all.
I don't know why they had the brilliant idea. I get like it was a really fun and like creative like quest because you get in this Western holster, you're fighting these cowboys, like you're doing your showdown, and then you meet the main cowboy, you know, at high noon, and that was awesome. But they should have just added a time clock somewhere else in the fucking game.
Yeah,
it's so annoying to have to switch back and forth.
But we had to use that time clock. That time clock repeatedly when we were doing the hunters.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because we had to wait for the Yeah, that's true.
So I guess we didn't complain enough before, so they were just like, oh yeah, they don't mind doing that. But that was tedious and not fun. Not fun.
Yeah.
And also just want to kind of mention, like, it was... I never, like, grind... Like, did any kind of grind for the level 4, like, control points. They suck. They really suck, man. It's so long. And it's just... Oh, my God. It's so awful. But do you love the holster?
I do. And it was totally worth it. And I honestly hope they do more things like that, because it's fun, it's something different to do. You can go out and you know, you're playing the same game over and over again, but when you have a different objective, it just feels different because you're going after and doing those things. And I did like the fact that with the level 4 control points, one, you got a lot better loot out of it, and it felt like more of a accomplishment when you took it over, especially with just the two of us, because you had like these ridiculous waves of enemies coming, because it's not just the one wave to get in and the one wave coming after. I mean, you're dealing with probably two or three waves after you take over the control point coming back at you afterwards, and it's just definitely a lot more of a grind. So I really did enjoy it. I was a lot of fun, and it definitely is worth it, especially for me using an LMG build just to be able to double tap that triangle button and reload it. It's awesome. I mean, I just love it.
That is the reason why, like, I switched to like the gunner. I was really excited about the gunner like specialization, because, and I'm telling you, man, if you're using the LMG, you pretty much almost have to go with gunner, because one, once you fill out the tree, which I kind of like, will segue into what I've been kind of doing as well. But once you fill out the gunner tree, if you go with the if you proc like your talents in or proc your points into like the LMG, you get the 15% you know increase on damage, which is cool. But you also get the 50 round like magazine, and it's amazing. Like, so I have 180 rounds. I just keep firing, keep firing, keep firing. And then when I get down to like two, double tack triangle, and now I have instant another 180 in my, like, it's just insane. Like, it really, really is insane. So I just hope they never change that, to be honest with you. That's my only fear, is that they're going to change the talent. So, Wes, I would recommend getting it, have fun with it now, because I just feel like they're gonna change that. You may not be able to do it as fast, because it's just... you never have to stop shooting. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Does it sound like something you want to do, Wes?
No.
This is not Grumpy Wes saying this either. This is legit. But I mean, to be fair, like,
I'm just kidding. It sounds like something I would want.
I mean, think about it though. You can keep firing with your rifle, double tap, boom. You don't have to reload. Although really reload speed is probably not like super high. Anyways, but hey, it's fun, dude. It's just really fun. It's fun. But yeah, with that said, I've been doing like the gunner specialization stuff, and I highly recommend, like, if you're just kind of like bored. I don't want to say bored. That's probably a tough word to use. But if you're looking for something to do in the game, like, it's definitely worth it. Even though I have like the year one pass, it's still just fun to do like these, because there are still like little tiny quests that you go all the way up to level 5. And it just honestly gets you to use other weapons. Like, I started using, like, the rifle again just because it said, hey, take over control points with the rifle. I was like, okay, cool. So it's, like, fun stuff like that. But the only reason I put this on here is just because I want to say, fuck the level 4 research challenge or whatever you want to call it. So what you have to do for level 5, which is insane to me, everything else up to this has been, like, difficult but not crazy, you know. This one, which again, if I didn't have the year one pass, I would definitely just pay for it right now at this point that I'm at, even at level 5, because it's just so annoying and I don't want to do it. But on the level 5, you have to use a minigun, like a mounted minigun, and kill 50 enemies in the open world. And you think, okay, cool, that's easy, I'll just go do a mission and use the mounted minigun. Nope, can't do that. Got to be in the open world. How many turrets or miniguns are in the open world? There's not many. There's like one. And then on top of that, you have to break off armor off of this dude. His name's like Belasek or whatever. He's in the what's the really, really long stronghold that we do, that we hate? Oh, Roosevelt.
Roosevelt Island.
So you have to go through Roosevelt all the way up to like the second to last like section, and you have to knock off all the armor on this heavy. So if you don't do it, you gotta restart it. Don't do it, restart it. You don't go all the way back to the beginning, but you go back to a little bit further back checkpoint. But it's like the hardest thing, because I feel like I'm too powerful now. So when I'm shooting his like armor off, I accidentally like shoot his arm and take half of his armor away. And then if he dies, it doesn't count. So that one's a little bit frustrating as well, but it's all because I want that outfit. That's the only reason. I wish they would just make it to where I could just pay for it.
So have you been able to do it yet or no?
Absolutely not. I had a really frustrating story on one morning. I got on before work. I had like about an hour, 45 minutes. So I was like, I'll just get on here and do this. Plus it was like a daily, so you beat it on challenge. So I was like, cool, I'll do this, knock it all out. I literally spent like almost all of the time I had to get ready for work. So I was like running late, and I still didn't fucking get it, man. I was so mad.
Wow. You went in probably smelling like balls.
I was so mad. Normally when I play the game, I do take a shower first, so I don't have to do that part. So my balls didn't stink, but I was definitely in a really grumpy mood. Because
so my balls didn't stink.
The one thing that really bothered me, though, is I got all the way to the end because I was like, fuck it, I can't knock the armor off of him, so let me at least just finish this and get my daily, you know, project out the way. Well, I got all the way to the end. I was destroying the guys or whatever, and it was like the last boss, and it was, you know, the one where you have to, like, the boat, and you got to shoot the things off and destroy, like, the thing in the boat, all that good stuff. Well, I ran into the boat, and my game froze, and then it just popped up, and I died. So it made me restart
the game
over again. So I just said, fuck this. I was so mad, dude. I was so mad. But
wow.
I digress. On to a brighter note, Wes. The Raid.
The Raid.
So I'll set it up, and then we can kind of talk about it. I know I told you the story just before we got on the show, Jason, so get to hear it again.
Yeah.
But me and Westcott popped on. We're just going to kind of mess around. And it's funny because I don't even think we're really – I wasn't really feeling like playing a division in that way. I was thinking, like, let's just do something light just for, like, an hour or so. Because I was planning on going to bed early. I don't know, like, about you. But I wanted to play for, like, an hour or something, right?
Yeah, I didn't want to play for long, personally.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, we'll get on. And that's why I was like, let's just do projects, you know. We can spend a few times or a little bit in that, and then we can quit whenever we want. So we're on, not even like 5 minutes, we get a friend request from the viewers of the show. Bless you.
So and, sorry.
he sent his invite for the raids. So I said, hey, Wes, you want to do it? Yeah, okay, let's do it. Let's test out our build, you know. And fast forward, like, what, 6 hours later? So, how do you want to talk about it? I know you had like a ton of fun. Like, what do you want to talk about on it?
We finally fucking killed Boomer.
first victory.
Whatever his name is, we fucking killed him. Like, yes. That feels good. But man, so yeah, we played with a bunch of good dudes. I liked every single guy that was in there. Everyone had a good sense of humor. Who was the guy that was kind of leading the group? He was a cool guy. The one that I was on.
It was Havana or something like that.
Havela?
Yeah, he's a good dude, man. He was like probably the best like raid leader. I don't know if he wanted to be the leader, but he kind of took that role. And he's like, "We're good guys. We're gonna do it. We're good."
he's like, "We got this, guys. We got this." He was good. Man.
Yeah.
But no, we brought him down. It was great. We went to a whole new mission that we've never played before, and then we had to learn how to play that one. And it was really funny because at the beginning we were like, hey, we've never done this before. Like, okay, let's do this. We've all done it. And we're like, no, wait, we've never done it. So we lost.
Yeah, because they were like, computer in the front, or computer in the front. He's on the front side. He's on the front. And I ran over to the computer, and I just pressed the button because I didn't know. Like that there was three different ones. I didn't know what to do. That was funny.
Yeah, and so we killed that guy, and man, that felt good too. And then we I did not beat the dogs.
Let's talk about like our side text though. That we were like playing with these, you know, obviously we're all playing together and we're texting each other like, oh shit, man, they're so good. We're going to fucking do this raid, man. We're going to complete this raid. We were so excited.
We were so excited. We're texting each other like, we're actually going to do it. Like, we're going to beat this guy.
And then we run into Bodie and Lucy.
And we're like, dude, we're going to beat these guys too. This is going to be so awesome. And holy shit, they are still so hard. but they weren't. Like,
yeah,
we killed them. Probably a good 7 or 8 times.
We had it like pretty much wrapped up, like with a bow. Like, I'm telling you, Jason, you would not understand. Like, you know, last time we were doing it, we would get Buddy down to like maybe half health was like the lowest. We were getting him down to like easily 2 bars, 1 bar. And it was just like that closing part, man. We were getting a little too anxious, you know? And that was killing us. That was killing us.
Yeah, because they kept saying, like, when we were playing, they kept saying, well, we get him down, we got to nuke him. So I just assume that means everybody just drops what they're doing and just goes and shoots the shit out of him until he goes away. But we never got anywhere close to that.
Yeah, that's what it was. But they were using a pretty cool term that I like better. But they kept saying, let's burn him. Burn him. At
burn him.
But no, it was... It really brought me back in the game because I haven't been feeling the game for some time now. And I'm like, there's so many other games I can play. You know, I got the computer. There's so many cool computer games that I can get. Because I got the computer.
Can you hear me? I heard something. I thought I heard you push your glasses up to your face.
Oh,
You know what? It was a PG joke.
You know what? Sometimes you're a twat.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And, well, just because there's a bunch of games I never played before that I've always been interested. Like, there's games on Steam I always wanted to play, and little tiny indie games, nothing crazy. Like, and so I've been busy with that. Plus, I've been busy just like torrenting software because, you know, I'm a pirate. But it was great. It really got me into the game, and I really like those dudes. And I would, like, we were talking before we started recording this podcast, I would add those dudes to my friends list. I know you already added them.
Yeah, I took a photo that night, and then I just went back in and, like, started adding them in there because, yeah, we got off pretty late.
Yeah. So the best thing is we got on, and I'm like, yeah, we'll play for a little bit. We got on, like, 10:30, and I was like, okay, I don't want to play very long at all. Midnight will probably be the time we get off. And you said you don't want to play late either.
Right. I was like, let's just play for a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah. And then my ass got off at 3 a.m. and you still played. What time did you get off? I know what time you got off, but you need to tell everybody what time you got off because you need a public like outing, like flashing here.
5:35 is when I officially shut down my PlayStation 4. And hear me out. This is the reason why. Mind you, I had to be up. It's typically I get up at like 7:30 to like get up, you know, for work and everything. So yeah, that was, it sucked, but I didn't want to get off. One, because this is a funny story I was telling Jason. They were like, cool. We need to find one more person because one dude got off. Somebody got off. So they're like, yeah, we need to find one person. We got to find one person. They find somebody to fill a spot. And then while they were looking, Wes was like, yeah, I'm going to get off too. So like, well, all right, cool. We're going to find two people.
No, that didn't happen. The guy was like, oh, I'll play, but my friend wants to play. And they're like, oh, we only got one spot. And I was like, boom,
oh,
perfect opportunity. I was like,
yes, that's what it was.
You know what? I will go to bed. It's okay. This guy can have my spot. It's 3 in the fucking morning. I got to be up in 3 hours.
Meanwhile, I'm thinking like, yeah, I want to get off too. I want to get off too. So when you said that, I was like, no, fuck. I wanted to get off. So now I felt like a dick if I was like, they found another person. Like they had the two people come in. And then I was like, man, how do I just say I want to get off? So I ended up playing for 2 more hours. But it was fun because we did finally
beat that right there. That, hold on, that right there though just describes Jamar to an absolute T, like how nice he is. Like he just he will inconvenience himself just to not make it awkward for others. Like that right there just encapsulates his personality in a nutshell. Like, oh, I don't want to be that guy now that, but I need to go to bed. Oh, it's okay. I'll just stay up for another 3 hours and keep playing, so I don't have to be a jackass.
Dude, I kept looking at my watch and I was like, all right, it's okay, cool. It's 4 o'clock. You know, you do the math in your head, you become like a beautiful mind, and you're adding up, well, if I carry the one, get 2 minutes here, I'll be able to get at least 2.5 hours of sleep. And then we finally got, like, they beat Buddy and Lucy, so I was like, all right, cool, I'm just going to get off now. And they're like, all right, they're like, all right, Thunder, you ever do Razorback? And I was like, no. All right. He's like, let me give you the rundown on how to do it. I was like, okay. So I kept playing. And we played that for at least like another hour or so. And we never ended up completing like Razorback just because it was, I think everyone was just dead tired at that
point. Wait, you guys didn't beat him? Everyone was saying he was so easy.
No. Well, yeah, everyone said the mechanics of it is pretty easy. But like if one person gets downed, it throws off a lot of shit. So it was tricky, but we didn't complete it, and I was going to bed, and I looked out my patio door, and I saw the sun coming up, and I wanted to cry, but I was also really happy because I had so much fun.
That's like that meme that says, oh, I'm just gonna get on and play for an hour and it's dawn.
Oh my god,
but it was
god,
so much
so
fun
funny.
And I'm ready to do it anytime again, man. Especially like with all the stuff like coming from like the state of the game, like new weapons and shit like that. I'm super excited. I want to play it some more.
Yeah, I mean, if they got on again, I would totally join anytime because it was a lot of fun. And
absolutely,
just a bunch of. That's the best thing about the Division. That's what I like about this game is there's a great community. So the people that listen to the podcast, people reach out to us, people send us messages, you know, tweet at us. It's awesome. Like, great people play this game, and everybody's friendly. Anything that we have joined, except for if you're a dick in the dark zone, hashtag don't be a dick, but everything that we have joined, we've met cool dudes every single time, whether it's being in Bacon Crunched clan, there's a bunch of cool dudes in there, or
even before,
you know, even Sideswipe. I mean, Sideswipe reached out to us, wanted to play with us, and that dude's fucking rad, and all the people he's friends with are rad, you know. Even before Bacon Crunched, we were in Texas Tactics, a guy we randomly met online who just wanted to play with us.
Yeah, it definitely has a great community. I know, like, I could look through Reddit and people were like flaming like the devs and shit like that for like decisions they make, and it's fair. I mean, sometimes they do like fuck up, but man, this game like brings out the best in most people. Like, they're willing to help you with your build, they're willing to help you through like the most difficult thing in the game with the raids, but like, they're just cool. Like, they just join, talk, you know. It really helps, like, to have like a great community, for sure.
The community is very passionate. So the developers are always listening to feedback, and that's proof right there in this week's state of game that you're going to talk about soon. But they're always listening to the feedback, because the people that play this game and the community is so passionate about the game that we put in like days upon days upon days and playing the same shit over and over and over. Like, oh, let's do this mission for the 400th time. Cool. Sounds great.
Sign me up. I'll do it again. Well, I mean, like you just mentioned, like we said, talk about Sue. Let's talk about it now. The state of the game happened on the 26th, and I wasn't really expecting much. So I was like, oh, sure, I'll watch it. Let's see what's going on. And right off the bat, I think they're starting to get a really good stride of, like, I like how at the beginning they're like, hey, we're going to talk about some issues that we're having, things that we're working on. I pulled like a couple things out of this. I'm just going to hit like some main things. I have a lot written down, but we kind of went a little bit long in our, you know, aging clock. So in the main mission, we can kind of squeak this by, but you got to expect to have a really long episode because we didn't have, you didn't get us last week. So we're going to make sure we do you right. But in the state of the game, they talked about the current issues, and the two I pulled off of here, there was like a couple other, but the increased difficulty is being looked into. I think it's back. I know you guys have noticed like the sporadic behavior of like the NPCs. Like, sometimes like it wasn't too bad in like the raid because of like the spacing, but I know when we were doing like, oh my God, when we were doing those control, like level 4 control points, they would just like run up on you, punch you in the face, run past you.
Oh, that was awful. And
it was insane. It was
They would surround your ass too. Oh my gosh, it was terrible.
It was crazy. And I'm not saying like, oh, we suck at the game, they're not good. It was just like they didn't even care. Like, they had no regards for their life, neither did they have any regards for ours. So maybe that's an issue that they're like actually looking into. So that's cool. Another one, I just added this because of the comment that they wrote, or what he said, I should say. Hamish did, when he said like the killing the wildlife to get specialization is a bug and it will be fixed. So he said, stop being monsters. Yeah, so apparently, I guess if you kill wildlife, it'll increase your specialization bar so you can get ammo. And people are doing this to get specialization ammo. So they're fixing this. It is a bug and it's not intentional. But I slightly feel like it is intentional, because you shouldn't animate the animals dying in that way if you don't want us to shoot them. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Come on. Like, you shoot a raccoon, it even makes a sound when you shoot it. Like, no, you guys did this on purpose.
All I know is that Wes should have gotten all of his ammo filled when he killed that bald eagle.
Right?
That is true.
I've never seen a bald eagle since. It's the only time I've ever seen. And that was mid-podcast.
That was the only one. That was the only one in the game, and you killed it.
Yeah, considering their bald eagle is endangered. So yes, that was the last one. Thanks, Wes. So, that was pretty much it with like current issues that they're looking into, other than like the normal like bugs and fixes, stability, all that good stuff. But we had a pretty cool event, and I'm all about apparel. I'm all about like all the new cosmetic stuff, because I feel like we didn't get a lot in the base game. So anytime they add like new things, that's why I'm trying to do this like Gunner research, because I just want like more apparel So for Twitch Prime members, if you connect your account with your Twitch Prime account and do all that good stuff, you're going to get these apparel bundles that they're going to be releasing like every week or so. And the first one was just like a baseball theme, which was honestly kind of ugly, but I'm wearing it now because it's different than whatever else I have in the game now. So that started on the June 20th, and there's going to be more. They're all based off of sports themes, so I can guarantee you we'll get, like, what's the DC unit or Union Arena? What's that team called? No one knows, right? I don't know. We'll get a basketball team, I'm sure.
The what?
The basketball team for DC, the DC Union Arena, that stronghold.
You're talking about in the game?
Yeah, in the game.
Oh, what is that?
Team. I don't know what the team is, but I don't know. But yeah, I'm sure there'll be
trying to remember
or something like that in there. So that'll be interesting to see. But we'll just keep an eye on that. If you have your Twitch Prime, just attach it. Why not? Get free shit. You know, I love it. And this section here, when I was watching the show, they started talking about the loot. And I thought, man, this has Wes's name written all over it. Because for weeks upon weeks, your biggest gripe with the game has been very warrant, but we do all of these amazing things and we just aren't getting better loot. Like, we're getting loot at 500 now, but it doesn't have better rolls, stat rolls than what we have. Or you have to be very, very, very lucky to get something. So they are actually working on that. So, like, I think that's exciting, right?
I mean, tell me I'm not wrong there.
No, you're 100% true. Like, I really feel like when we play, even when we do, like, Dark Zone runs, whatever, every once in a while you might get a better level gun. But overall, like, gear, like, I've been wanting to replace, like, my knee pads. I can't find anything better than the knee pads that I have, like, with a better roll. And it was for a while there. You pick up something. Oh, cool. This has a higher roll. I can recalibrate. Oh, cool. This has better. Like, that just doesn't seem to happen that much. So they're looking into it. This is verbatim, yeah. Or not verbatim, but this is kind of my summarization of what they said. But the dev team is looking, or dev team is listening to us about the drops, of course. And they're basically just looking to make it more satisfying as far as what you get, but also making it satisfying of how you get it. So the main thing for me is the stuff that I'm going to talk about the crafting and exotics and new weapons a little bit later. But basically, this is like their number one priority is getting things to be satisfying. And that kind of rolls into like the skills reward, because no one uses skills at all. I mean, you could just ask all of us, what's your skill power at, Wes?
Zero.
I think mine's just like 100. I don't even know where it's coming from, but it's like it's awful. I'm assuming yours is low too, and Jason's gonna be like, mine is actually 2300.
My skill level?
Yeah.
Actually, I can probably tell you because I have my thing up right now. Let me.
Oh,
dang,
kids,
bro.
Listen to this podcast, dude. While you pull your thing up,
no, my skill level on my normal build that I run is honestly probably around 23. Like, I have a pretty like even keel build that has like a decent amount of everything. So I'm not like great on one thing, but I'm decent.
Master of jack of all trades, master of none.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is going to be amazing for you then, if you have a build with that much skill power, because the skills are pretty ridiculous. Like, they showed off some videos. Again, I'm not paraphrasing this, but before I get into that, Title Update 5 is actually, the PTS is starting July 1st, which is exciting because we normally get 2 weeks of the PTS, and then we get, like, the actual live, like, it gets moved to a live game. So that means that episode 1 could be possibly coming in like 2 weeks. And that's really exciting because we know all the stuff we talked about before that's coming in episode 1. So we're going to get more content plus all these bomb ass fixes. I'm really excited. So they're going to test that out on PC. Maybe Wes, you can do that. But no, you got to buy the game again. Fuck that noise, right?
Fuck that
noise. but the thing that is kind of neat with this one is because with the Title Update 5, Episode 1's coming, so they're locking content behind it, so they don't want to, like, They're going to specialize in testing certain things. They're not just going to drop everything at once. So this will kind of be interesting to see how things like roll out, you know, keep an eye on Reddit, all that good stuff. But it was all about two things, the skill reworks and then crafting and all the new weapons and all that good stuff. So first with the skill reworks, basically they're just like, we're tired of the skills being garbage and no one using them. So we're going to, instead of making you prioritize damage, which I feel like the game pushes that way, you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, but the game basically makes you do damage, because if not, you're going to die pretty easy because you can't kill anybody. And they're really changing that. Basically, some hot points from this, with the skill mods that be previously buffed your turret damage from like 15% to 30%, it's now going to be up to like 150% like damage on your turret. And you guys watched it, so you've seen like the video of like before and after and how fast the turret was like taking down a named elite, just like normal difficulty, but like a named elite was just dropping from the turret. Yeah. That was pretty cool. I'm excited about that.
It felt good. Yeah. That's a good change. There's a lot of great changes coming ahead.
Yeah. I feel like this needs to be like done, because at this point I don't even really need to use skills, because I could just keep shooting with like LMG or something, but it'll give us like a more fun way to play the game. And that's what I'm all about. So that's really exciting.
Yeah. The only skills that my skills are at zero, because they don't matter, because the only skills that I use are health skills.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I mean, your skill power sort of affects your skills, but it really doesn't really affect your skills. Like in Division One, if you had a low skill power, your stuff was going to be very ineffective. This, you still get like a base like heal, so it's not like, sure, I can add mods to it to make it higher, but I could just use it at the regular strength and it's just fine, you know? So it seems like though it's going to change, so we're going to definitely have to get like skill power and stuff on here, which is the second thing they changed. They're getting rid of like skill cooldown reduction and they're making it all about skill haste. So skill haste will actually increase the more skill power you have, so you do want to like definitely set up your builds for skills specifically, which is going to be interesting to see like what people are doing and seeing how fast people are going to take down shit with these skills. Because the one I thought was really cool was he had the drone and then he had the turret going, so you could just have two things going out and just destroying while you're kind of like sitting back just watching it. And that's like a cool hands-off approach. It really reminds me of Watch Dogs 2. I play like Watch Dogs 2 a lot, like using drones and stuff and just sitting outside and taking care of everything and then just walking in after everything's dead and shit. It's cool. Cool shit. But the biggest thing for me, that's like enough about the skills. I would highly recommend like watching the videos just to see like actual eyes on how big of the change it is. But outside of the skills, there's something that I thought was actually extremely cool. And it's all about crafting and exotics and the new weapons. So, guys, we're finally getting it to be, like, really easy to gain things that were just seemed, like, impossible. So I really hope these changes all stick, because this is a PTS. But...
But...
I was just doing a pregnant pause. But anyway.
I'm, like, on the edge of my fucking seat here.
The way I wrote these down, actually, the things I'm really, really excited for are like after, but some of these things are pretty cool. So first, if you're still blueprint hunting, they're basically taking all the blueprints now from the same source. So then one, you can keep grinding out like your level 3 and level 4 like control points, which suck. But if you missed a blueprint like from a project, that's another way to get it. However, Anaya, that girl right now don't have nothing useful to sell, but now she's going to have the blueprints that you missed for sale, which is awesome. So you can use all of those fucking dollars that you have that you haven't used on anything and buy blueprints that you really want. So I'm excited for that.
That's cool.
This one here is pretty cool. This is actually probably one of my favorite things. So now with the exotic weapons, my biggest problem, and I don't know if you guys could share the same opinion, but you go through all the quests to get your exotic weapon and then it was like level 490 or something. You're like, crap, I guess I got to do this all over again. But now you don't. So if you have exotics, like you've done the quest already and you already had it, And for other things like you, Jason, you've been looking for that. Was it the sweet dream forever?
Yeah.
If you take out an heroic boss, it's going to be an automatic drop for an exotic. So they'll just have an exotic pool of the weapons. You take down a boss, you get an exotic. So now the heroic missions are no longer just like a waste of time because you only got like one extra thing on it. The exotic weapon drop is huge to me. I think I'm excited to actually do heroic missions. Of course, we need to be in a squad of four because we're not gaming. I can't do those by myself, so I'll be using you guys as crutches. Bless you.
I'm excited for that too. My only thing, though, and this pertains to the sweet dreams and really for my lullaby, because I do like using a shotgun every now and again. My problem is that because I didn't continually upgrade my lullaby when I first started and get that bench score up to 250. Like, I didn't upgrade it the first time because I didn't realize I had to do that. I was just so focused on getting my bench up to catch up to you guys to get it up to the 500 or whatever. My lullaby is still sitting at level 1, and I have no way of getting the gear score on it up so I can even get it up to a 500. So I wish they could fix that to where I can go back and... Because even if I find the sweet dreams and do the whole mod attachment or whatever you're supposed to do with it, I can't do it because I can't get my gear score up on my original lullaby.
My friend, you may even get a drop for the lullaby as well.
So what you're saying is that I could probably just get that gun back at a higher gear score.
Exactly.
That would be cool.
Because I didn't want to break your heart, but I did.
If it doesn't happen.
I ended up getting a sweet dreams and then also like getting a lullaby as well.
You're such an ass. All right.
I just didn't want to tell you that. But yeah, that just makes it easier now. We know we can do specific grinds for exotic weapons, and we're going to actually want to do it because we'll probably have new exotic weapons added to it, and this is also exotic gear in general, like exotic drops. So that's like the holster, if we can drop a house holster at a higher stat roll, because anytime you craft an exotic, it's going to automatically be max gear score and max stat roll. So no more do you like craft like a Nemesis and it starts out at 490 and then you have to upgrade it, but then if you upgrade it, the stats may change. Now it's automatically max everything, which is really, really fucking awesome.
Yeah.
These are where we're just getting into like amazing shit. Cassie, you know, the chick that you run into the snitch and then you find her location and then it's just like completely random if you find her, if you don't, she will now actually have good loot. I was so tired of finding her.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Finding, like, it would be like level 454. Like, what? Why are you selling this? But now everything is going to be better and it's going to be all exotic and named items, which is so cool. So cool. Everybody's going to have exotic weapons, though. That's scary.
That's true.
Right. Yeah.
Another thing that I thought was really cool, and this is probably a bigger deal for me, but not probably so much US because you don't have your brightness. You always turn your brightness up, and my TV is always so dark. But they're adding flashlight attachments to pistols, which is really neat. So you can
it's kind of cool.
Turn on the flashlight. And now it makes me feel like we got to get some kind of like Resident Evil style like zombie thing. I know people are like, this isn't Call of Duty, but I think that would be cool. Just something. I don't know. That's just me.
Or even just like some sort of mission, or even I'm trying to think like something that you have to do, go after like where you're underground and you got guys that are kind of popping in and out. Like I think if you were like in the sewer system or something like that, there could be like a set of rooms you go in that are dark that you have to use like the flashlight to kind of see where you're at. That'd be kind of cool.
I dig it. Maybe not zombies, but I dig it. I dig it. This is probably the most exciting thing for me because I feel like they made both of these guns for me, because currently I'm using an AR and an LMG, which I'm assuming most people are as well, but we're getting two new weapons. So you're getting the Carbine 7 assault rifle, and then we're getting the Stoner LMG. These are both going to have brand new talents that we haven't seen before, which cool. And I'm excited. I'm always excited for new weapons. I can't get the Eagle Bearer, so I could get another assault rifle. I'm excited. This should be the name of the podcast. I'm excited. because that's how I am.
You do love your assault rifles, man.
I do. Who loves assault rifles? All right, never mind. So the other thing too is the exotic BTSU gloves, which they're designed to like actually make like a hybrid build, and it seems to be geared towards skills. And at first, I was like, I don't understand what the hell they're talking about. But then it hit me. So the example they gave was you can have your remote pulse, which like no one uses. I tried it for a second. I was like, this is dumb. But you know, you throw the pulse, it keeps scanning the room every so often. You can combine that with an explosion, I guess, behavior, just like the grenades would be. So you can throw the pulse, scan a room, and then it explodes. So it has like, it just makes combines two different things. So I'm not gonna say I'm excited, but I'm interested to see.
You're
like,
excited. Just say you're excited because we know you're excited.
But I am really interested to see like how those can combine like with other things. Like, could you have a pulse scan that does like fire damage or some shit? I don't know. That would be cool, right? I feel like that'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not needed in this game. So if they upgraded it doing something like that, it may be better.
Yeah, because it seems like a lot of the skills are basically useful, but not necessary, you know?
Right.
So, like, this will give them, like, cool things. Or, like, what about an attack drone that flies out? But then I keep thinking about the pulse. I don't know why. But it, like, shoots people and pulses at the same time. Like, that's cool. That's cool shit. So, what do you guys think about the state of the game? Are you excited?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Is there another word I could use other than excited? I'm sorry.
I'm riveted.
Are you guys riveted? Sounds like you are, right?
Yeah, I'm excited. Like, I really think I like the fact that they keep updating the game and making it better and adding more stuff to it. It makes it feel fresh and just like it's a fun game. I enjoy it a lot. So the fact that they keep adding things to it to keep me interested really justifies the purchase, basically. Like, I feel like I did the right thing by buying it digitally so I can keep playing it as much as I want.
That's true. I mean, it's all about making us feel good about our purchase, and I don't regret it at all. I don't regret it, which is awesome, because not everyone can say that with the games that they love, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I mean, well, this is a game that we'll always come back to, even if we take some time off. Just like the first Division, there'd be times where we would take 3 to 4 months off, and we would come back and play it for 2 to 3 months straight. So
don't scare the audience, man. Don't scare the audience. Right. 3 to 4 months, that's a long time without hearing.
I'm just saying, but the thing is, though, think about it. At this point with the first Division, though, we probably had taken at least one or two breaks by now. Like, they might have been like maybe two or three week breaks, but we really haven't taken a break from this game at all.
I feel like we've played this Division more than we played the first one at this point.
Oh, without a doubt.
I'm not mistaken. Yeah. It was a while.
I would say for consecutive time. I don't know if we've reached to, because there was overall. I don't know if we've reached the overall quite yet, but for a consecutive time, really without a break, we definitely have played it for a whole lot longer than we did the first one, for sure.
That's true. Well, speaking of playing, let's wrap this shit up so we can play.
Sounds good.
At least want to get a little bit in, you know, before I go to bed. And this time I actually mean go to bed, not 6 o'clock. It ain't happening. Although I don't have to work till 2 tomorrow, so I don't know. No. Anyways, so next week we'll check it out. We'll see like what's going on with the state of the game. We might have some more fun stories to share. But until then, we'll see you guys. We will be back on a regular schedule again starting next week. And maybe you start exploring other drop options, you know? Maybe. I don't know. I'll keep you guys on the edge of your seat. With that being said, let's do the outro. I'm going to let you do your thing first, Jason, because you have an awesome, awesome podcast about wrestling. So go ahead, pimp it out real quick, and then we'll put on the rest.
I appreciate that. I do have an awesome podcast called the Gimmick Minute Wrestling Podcast. We actually have a pretty good audience growing right now. So if you are a wrestling fan, definitely check it out. It's myself, a fellow media junkie member named Michael, who you know, we talk about on the show every now and again.
He sucks, but yeah.
Yeah, he sucks. He doesn't play division. But if you do watch the state of the game, the guy that that does the state of the game kind of looks like a douchier version of Michael. So if you want to know what he looks like, I mean, you pretty much have it right there.
He's
so, but yeah, I just you know, I started because I've been a huge wrestling fan since pretty much the age of three. I have a lot of opinions on it, and my buddy Kevin is kind of a bit of a history buff, and he knows a lot about like WrestleMania history and also just title history in general and things like that. So I wanted to get him involved, and then Mike, we sprinkled in just for a little bit of snark and some attitude, and just to kind of get like a different view on some things. So it's a pretty good show so far, and like I said, we got a nice growing audience. We get a little bit of participation on Twitter polls and different things like that. And so if you are a fan of wrestling as well as the division, give it a chance. Just search if you search Media Junkies or Gimmick Minute on your favorite podcast channel, you'll be able to find us. And definitely you can also tweet at our show. We changed our Twitter handle. It's actually at Live Your Gimmick, but Live is spelled L-I-V, so just at L-I-V Your Gimmick, and you can interact with the show and give us some feedback, let us know how we're doing and what you think about our opinions, and even start some arguments with us if you want. And we're definitely looking for people that we can try to get on the show as well that might bring a different opinion as well, just to be a guest every now and again. So yeah, I appreciate you giving me the chance to be on this show and also talk about that one, and hopefully we'll have another podcast in the Media Junkie family coming pretty soon. So I'm gonna cross my fingers that we're able to pull that together.
we will.
All right.
Well, so of course, Jason, it's always a pleasure having you here, and like you mentioned earlier, we are working on a new show that will be geared not towards one specific fandom, but all the fandoms. And we used to do a show on YouTube. What was it? Fanboy Fight Club, FBFC. And we may be looking to revive that. So we may have a new podcast going. But for news on that, you always follow us on Media Junkie Vids with an S to see when we update that. Plus, we just like talking about fun shit. And you can also see us on YouTube, which is at Media Junkie, which we have amazing, cool videos. I keep yelling at myself. I need to make a video of the Astro C40 controller that I used to play the division, and I have some very strong opinions on it, and I want to do a video. I just got to get it done. So I'll have that posted up there soon. And then, of course, we always like to stream on twitch.tv/MediaJunkieVids. So if you like to see us get our teeth kicked in the division on our raids, or when we're playing Apex or Fallout, Borderlands, whatever other games, definitely hit us up there. And first and foremost, lastly, the most important thing is to give us a good rating on iTunes. It helps us out a ton. It just makes us better for visibility. I'm saying we're the number one Division 2 podcast, but technically we're not. But if you guys keep giving us good ratings, we may be there. And just share it and help us connect with it. Like we said earlier, the community is amazing, and we just love playing with you guys. So don't forget, like I did mention in the intro, I'm Thundercats06, Wes is Demented Wes, and then Jason is Deadman24. We all play on the PlayStation 4, and please send us invites where you want to beat the raid on your guys' back. So if you can help us, that'd be amazing. I don't have anything else to say. This has been an amazing show. Going to go play the division. And the last thing we have to do is end the show the way we always do with our hashtag. It's the best thing about the show. Most people listen to the end just to hear us say it. So let's give these people what they're waiting for. Hashtag,
let's go rogue. Oh, man.